Alrighty, so let's do this. If you're curious on what we're going to be tackling today, I actually have been spending the last few weeks kind of inking a little differently than I normally do. I don't know how long it'll last, but I figure I'd share a few things I uncovered from it. It is early in the morning, 7:51, so I don't know how warmed up my inking pain is going to be, but I'm going to show you some things that kind of, mostly one thing I came across that I felt I should have realized earlier on. But here it goes. I'll just show you guys what I'm talking about here, and then maybe it'll help you, maybe it won't. But it's a cool, simple way to darken your lines, to ink, I think, too. So lately I've been using a brush that's kind of like this here. You can see this is on black, too, so you can see even when it overlaps, it gets darker and darker. So it's really actually pretty faded. If you color pick, it's actually almost 50% gray. Hopefully I don't mangle this drawing here. Let me start with the eyes, because that's what anyone ever gives two shits about in first place anyway. I tend to start with the body, but honestly, you should spend all your time on eyes. No one knows this. Excuse me. Gotta get all the coughs out there. So here we go. I'm gonna just move these bad boys up. I don't know how I'm going to entertain you guys while I'm doing this, but here, maybe I should have started with something already. I was thinking about that, but the thing is, this is about kind of this process, and I'm all about kind of being, let me just get it in styles. I'm more about being transparent about all this, so, you know, let me get to a point. I'm going to actually try to not undo anything as painful as it is. Undoing is just going to make the process longer. So let's just power through this. Oh, that line, I hate it. I'm going to just erase this. This is what happens when your drawings are entirely clear, but... Alright. Hopefully I can muscle my way through this drawing. If it makes some sense. One of those drawings that's kind of a tricky thing to draw. We should really get reference for it, but I popped it to make my life miserable here. Alright, so let's just keep going here and just pound through this, because really we need to just get to the final endpoint. Because really what I want to show is not this part here. It's what you do afterwards. So a lot of people are kind of like, a lot of artists We want to ink with a nice dark inker. And I feel inking with black is an advanced mode. It's something you do when you're very skilled. Black tends to highlight all your problems. And if you're not able to manage them, or if you kind of overwork your work, you're gonna focus on those aspects too much. And it's gonna slow you down, and it's gonna depress you as you kind of work through all these like little tiny details. And I'm not skilled enough to pull it off in one shot. Here's I'm just gonna try to bullshit my way through this game. This is one of the problems with not having an established style you use over and over. You know, benefit from any of the shortcuts you gain from drawing the same thing over and over and over and over again. So you're constantly on your tippy toes on how to do something. I'm just going to, because I just need to kind of hammer through this to show you guys the final thing. I'm just gonna wave my magic wand over this and make it look half decent, but not too focused. So you'll notice, first of all, my lines aren't really that amazing. They're kind of messy. You can see they're kind of like here, especially over here, over here, over here. And that's fine. Actually, you can fix that. And like I said, I moved away from the head. I should have really spent all my time on the head. See what I'm talking about? I'll start with my hair and I started doing this stuff. I think that's a natural aversion to the head because I know that it's harder, and I want to do the stuff I know is easier. But honestly, no one gives a fuck about anything but the features, the facial features, and maybe hands and the boobs. So let's just move on to this stuff here. Let's see if I can pull off these lips. So let's just get this stuff out of the way, and then get the other stuff out of the way, and then I can show you the final process of how to take this this gray inker. And I mean, this just can apply to any inker that's not a perfectly opaque inker or has some texture to it. As many of the people follow me know, I tend to use an inker that's that tend to either have grit or texture, or that aren't just straight black pen style inkers. A lot of that has to do with me, I don't know what it is. I think it's just the more noise there is to it, the more you can just not worry about how lines connect. So here I'm gonna do something where I sometimes increase the brush size. And what increasing the brush size does for me, especially with this brush, is it minimizes the detail level. Why that's important. I mean, it's not really important, but I'll tell you why I do it. Why is this so painful? I hate when I know, I can see the undersketch, but I can't seem to capture the undersketch with my lines. Nothing more frustrating, and I deal with this all the time. It's probably my lack of skill. Oh, fuck, this is painful. I can see that drawing. I can see the lines I in the undersketch. But when I start inking it, it gets so painful. I hate being in this mode, too. This is how I used to draw all the time. This that feeling like every line is wrong. But I've made efforts to fix that. I kind of drift in and out of that kind of mode. So the reason I made the brush bigger was that I'm working on things that aren't the face, so they need less detail. That means I can spend less time working on those elements because the brush is fatter and it can only do so much detail. I mean, it's literally a mechanical thing. It just prevents me from overindulging. So let's just pound through this. We're very close here. I just need to kind of make lines I'm okay with. And they're not coming out so good. That's another thing with inking, is it kind of takes you a while when you first start this. I'm almost entirely fresh here, so I haven't really done any pre-sketching. So you're seeing me kind of not getting into the lines I want because my hands aren't sliding over the... maybe I can put a glove on here. I'm just going to put a glove on. My hands aren't sliding over the tablet how I want to, and there's a lot of anxiety and second guessing, and long lines, and so forth. This drawing, I don't know if it's any good. These eyes, but damn it. Don't be like me, guys. Focus on your faces first. No one really cares about the rest anyway. Just get good at drawing faces, and your life will be a lot easier. Get good at faces, and then deal with anatomy later. Because, quite frankly, it'll be the major draw to your art, regardless. No one, even in porn, if people don't like your faces, they won't give a shit about how nicely you drew a boob. So get that out of the way first. If you're trying to learn to draw, get a nice, appealing style for your faces. A nice, comfortable, unique, easy to duplicate style. Because, frankly, that's the most important thing that will help carry. It'll help carry your business if you're getting into this profession. Like, it's basically your calling card. It's your business card. You can build a whole career just on portraits, so don't screw yourself over. These little ears. I hate it when ears just kind of come out. I call these Dorito chips. They're like little tiny little Dorito chips. I don't know. This is what happens when you put hair like this, but I'm just going to do this and pretend I meant to make this thing, this person enough. Alright, so this is about done here. This is a little like hunched. Nice hunched.
Nice hunch. What a skillful looking hunch that is.
Who character is that? Alright, so before I get too down the rabbit hole here, just because honestly, below the leg part, this isn't really a well thought out drawing, so let's just do this. Alright, so I'm just gonna erase all this crap. I'm getting too involved in this process because really this stuff isn't thought out and I would need to redraw. We go back into sketch mode to kind of figure all that stuff out. But really what I wanted to show was a light and line here. I said I'm gonna do something wrong. Really what this ended up being is I wanted to show pretty much a simple process. Of how to, once you have something that's kind of got gray lines, what you can do to make those gray lines stand out better. And the default, and I think most people know about this, is to just duplicate your lines. And that's not that bad. And honestly, if you zoom out, it's alright. But the problem with that is that it has no context sensitivity of what you're trying to do. If you control click, I think Photoshop Insight can go handle this, and then you control H or just hide your selections and make a new layer and grab like a soft airbrush. You can do what I've been doing now, and you can actually draw in where you want the thickness to be. And why this is a benefit versus just duplicating the layer is that you can actually kind of paint in your thickness. If you know anything about, if you care about line art and thickness, you can actually see how much more intended this looks like than just duplicating the layer. You can see I'm not actually duplicating this area because it's already way too dark, but I'm coming in and then I'm coming into where I want the lines to be a lot deeper and thicker. So it's a more considered effect versus just a duplicating the layer. You get straight up just the same thing but darker, and this you have all, and if I duplicate this layer you can actually see the effect come on is even stronger. So then you can just kind of do that. And then basically this is what I was trying to show you guys. But I felt I had to draw the drawing first to really give you an idea of what I was doing. So now that you have this whole shebang, shabazzle going on, you know, now that you have this whole thing going on, you can, you know, duplicate the whole thing. That's a little too dark. But yeah, once you've got this, you can just basically merge everything. Now you've got new liner and you can start coloring with it. And it looks, you know, it looks just fine. It's not a big deal. I mean, I think one of the hurdles people need to get over when they're using brushes that aren't classically what look like an inker is over like, oh, like how am I going to control how dark it is, or, you know, it doesn't really behave like how I want it to, or it won't look very good, or, you know, the textures will be a problem. But I honestly think if you can get a brush that you feel really comfortable with to work for you, and then work, and then you can easily kind of just work around the limitations of that brush when it comes to digital art, maybe color filling's a problem with it. I mean, I've got a brush here that's just full of holes. This one here. And I've made some concessions to using it because I really like using it. I like how it feels. You know, so I've developed a painting style that works around this that doesn't rely on color filling as much. You know. It works, and I can spend more time, you know, doing stuff I like doing, which is, you know, soft gradient hatching and so forth. So, actually, I'll just show you what it is. All I do is I come in here and I go with it. What I do now for this sort of style stuff is I just work on a layer on top and use a 60% opaque micro style brush. And I'm literally painting on top of my liner. I actually don't work under my liner as much anymore. And the reason I do this is I feel that the color opacity and the little, like, non-perfectness of it, I kind of like that. It gives it a nice kind of watercolor feel to it. I don't really have to stress so much about the edges, because when you're doing it with a regular color fill, you start worrying about, you know, edges and stuff, but this helps you get, you know, straight to your color a lot faster, and then you can fuss with other stuff, like, you know, values and color and stuff. But once you got this going like this, you can just lock down the whole layer and then start coloring. Not to start a whole new tutorial here, I was just trying to give you guys an idea. And then you'll be like, oh, you know, how does this work? You got now 50% opaque thing and it doesn't really match the color you pick. Well, you can duplicate it a few times. And now I've got something that more exactly, is more opaque. You know, it's really up to being arts. Art takes too long for it to not be enjoyable. And I know some of you guys want to have really nice results, and getting to those nice results are painful as fuck. If I had to give myself advice when I was younger, it would have been to just find a way that you can do this and enjoy every second of it, and not, I didn't hope that, hope, because it's not a guarantee, but hope that the quality comes with the time spent doing something you enjoyed this whole time, versus what I attempted to do, which is get the quality first and then try to find the joy inside of that, which is not always going to work. I mean, everyone's got different reasons for doing this stuff. And for some of us, it's very clear what it is. For some of us, not so much, you know. So there it is. Hopefully that helps some of you guys manage your oddball brushes and not get so hard on how it looks, because you can just select the actual line art layer selection, and then go on a new layer, and then brush in all the all the darkness you need and then make it look more intentional. So really, use a way out of it if you're using oddball brushes and so forth. So hopefully that helps you guys. All right, see you next time.